will call this meeting to order. Will everybody please rise for the invocation, Pledge of Allegiance? Our most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today. We ask that you be with everyone here today. We ask that you be with our residents. We ask that you be with our military and our emergency personnel. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please be seated. The city of Kirby is dedicated to delivering excellent municipal services to our entire community in a fiscally responsible manner. Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Pierce?
Here.
Councilmember Grant?
Here.
Councilmember Wilson?
Here.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Here.
Councilmember Abubakar? Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Here.
Mayor Pierce?
Here.
And
as I stated earlier, Councilmember Abadaka did indicate that she would not be here this evening. Item 5, citizens' participation, Ray Martin, regarding the park use. Would you like to wait for that item, or would you like to speak now?
Let's wait.
Wait, then? Okay. All right, Audrey Eklund?
I'll wait.
Wait. And Norma? Would you like to speak now, or would you like to wait to that item? Okay.
Good evening, Council, Mayor. I just want to express my thank yous to the LED light, the floodlight that was replaced at the Citro. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Boy, I do appreciate it. Councilman Grant, I want to thank you for bringing it up. I know you really have kept track on that light. Thank you. It really looks fabulous. I don't know what it looks like when it lights up. Does it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It got done pretty quick. Thank you for keeping an eye on it, and thank you for giving us the flags. You have donated a lot of flags to the center, so I want to just thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Item 6, consideration on the regular meeting minutes of April 12th.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the regular meeting minutes from April 12th, 2018.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Councilmember Grant, to accept the regular meeting minutes of April 12th, 2018. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Councilmember Wilson abstained. Everybody else in favor? Item 7A, public hearing on a request to have the property located at CB 5865 block lot E 183 feet of south 100 feet of 12, otherwise known as 4810 Gibbs Sprawl Road, Kirby, Texas 78219, which is zoned commercial, office, and retail C1, to be used as residential property. I will close the regular meeting at 7:18 and open the public hearing. Is there anybody who wishes to speak on this item?
Mayor, who
apparently you ain't worried about it.
Who requested this?
It's a public hearing.
This is a public hearing.
Who knows? I mean, but who requested for the property for the variance?
Not many will allow this property.
But we cannot.
Oh, this is, I got you.
Hearing.
We got to get to the other part. I'm sorry. Okay. I just want to make sure somebody was here.
All right. Is there anybody who wishes to speak on that item? All right. We'll move to item B, on request to have the property located at CB 5865 block lot E 180 feet of south 60 foot of north 90 foot of 12, otherwise known as 4814 Gibbs Sprawl Road, Kirby, Texas 78219, which is zoned commercial, office, and retail C1, to continue to be used as a residential R1 property. Is there anyone here to speak on this item? Anyone in the public? Okay, with no one speaking, I will close the public hearing at 7:19, and we'll reconvene our regular meeting.
Okay.
Item 8A, discussion and possible action on a request to have the property located at CB 5865 block lot E, 183 feet of south 100 feet of 12, otherwise known as 4810 Gibbs Sprawl Road, Kirby, Texas 78219, which is zoned commercial, office, and retail C1, to be used as a residential R1 property, including consideration of ordinance number O-2018-836, amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Kirby, Texas, to grant specific use permit number 2018-007 for use of the property at 4810 Gibbs Sprawl Road, Kirby, Texas, for a single-family residence. This is the first reading. Mr. Bellotto is here. If you would like to present your case, this was brought up to planning and zoning. Sam, is there anyone other than you with P&Z? Okay. Sam cannot speak on this item. So P&Z did request the variance that Mr. Bellotto was asking for. So.
Good evening, everyone. These are two properties here, 4814 and 4810 Gibbs Sprawl Road. 4814 is currently rented. I've been here before.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Can you move the microphone?
There you go.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, so 4810 Gibbs Sprawl Road. This is a office zone for office retail, of course, and believe me, that's what I would love to have there, but I haven't had any luck going that route, so I was requesting for a use as a residence so that it wouldn't be vacant until at such time in the future where, you know, we can get that to be have some use for office or retail.
And so this property has never been occupied, correct?
Correct.
All right. And if currently it is zoned commercial, so each time it passes, Mr. Bellotto has to come up to ask for a special variance. The fire marshal and our code compliance did go out to inspect the property. And as it sits right now, it's not, it wouldn't be able to be commercial property anyway. So if anyone wanted to look at it, so that may be the reason that no one has looked at it, because there's been nothing to bring it to code to be commercial. So there also hasn't been any occupants in this 4810 Gibbs Sprawl.
Right.
It's been several times that we've stated on council that we want commercial property to remain commercial property. So this is where we're at. There is a summation from Officer Thompson of her findings in here, in our packet.
I saw that.
So if there is
Mayor,
discussion.
Hey. Yep. Oh, sir, go ahead.
Ms. Mayor, I'd just like to ask a question. If the way I read this thing, the property wouldn't pass inspection for commercial.
Correct.
Why would it pass for residential if it doesn't have any fire alarms in it, no air conditioning or heating or something, is what the other one said. Why would this one be any different then?
Sure, I understand. You have to remember that commercial and residential are two different animals. There's different requirements for commercial versus a residence. For instance, I have a couple strip centers, and the requirements are totally different. In this particular property, the fire marshal did come up as far as what to do if it would go, if we had to use it as a commercial. There are certain things that needed to be done to it. Things that you wouldn't have to do to it if it would be residential use.
It was my understanding that if we make it residential, it's ready to go.
No, not at this point. No.
What
sir.
More do you have to bring? Okay.
And that was kind of my question.
That's what I was trying to figure.
If the property's been vacant for 2000, since 2010, and you've actively been seeking someone to come in, why haven't you brought anything up to code so that a resident could?
Okay.
Or a business could inhabit the building in order, because I believe that you said that you were afraid of graffiti and things like that, but it seems like it's vacant because of the things that aren't being done to bring it into compliance for almost, you know, for 8 years.
Sure, and that's a good question. You know, in the commercial properties, like a retail space and a shopping center, when a tenant leaves, usually nothing gets done to that property because we don't know what the next use is going to be, what type of tenant is going to come in next to do any kind of remodeling or, you know, things that need to be done. So it's really, you don't really do anything until we actually get the tenant, and then you negotiate what the landlord is going to do for tenant improvements and to bring it up to code and everything. Now, even as a residential property right now, it can't be used because it needs certain things to be done, and plus a lot of cosmetic work also. I mean, it's minor stuff. If you read the report that the fire marshal put out, it's minor stuff like plates on the wall, and I mean that has already been taken out because all the walls have to be redone and textured, and I mean there's a lot of things to do. And I don't like renting properties unless it looks good. I don't want those type of tenants that are happy with the way it looks. In other words, so my properties, you know, I keep them up.
Well, and that's what I'm getting at, though. If it's not brought up to a certain level, one would have to use their imagination in order to figure out what it would look like after it was brought up to code or those cosmetic things were done to that building. But then our report says that it would possibly be brought into residential compliance within 120 days. If I'm a renter looking for a place to stay, I'm not going to go 120 days out and say, hey, you know, I'm going to wait all this time and, oh, it's okay. Usually when renters are looking, they're looking for things immediate, not, you know, instantaneous, not 120 days. So it seems to me that the reason that it's vacant is because it's not residential ready and it's not commercial ready either. So in my opinion, I mean, whether we make it residential or commercial, neither one, it's not ready. And I've been on council before and I've listened to previous council talk about our whole goal is to remain commercial because we have a very limited commercial based property anyway. Those are just my concerns. I went to the PNZ meeting and there wasn't a lot of discussion. Two of the members had to recuse themselves just for the fact that they live on that area. So there wasn't a bunch of back and forth discussion, so there wasn't a lot of questions answered. So I don't know if anybody else has any thoughts on this 4810 property.
Well, let me just comment on what you said, which is, that was a great question. The thing is that nothing has been done because, first of all, I have to come here. I have to get the okay of everybody here before I can rent it as residential. So I'm wasting my time if I go in there, get everything ready, when I don't have the permission to rent it as residence.
So, because you've received approval before to have it residential. Not that this is brand new?
Yeah, no, sir.
It was the other house that is rented.
Right.
Yes.
And this is the second house over towards 78.
Correct.
All right. Would you be willing to invest the money prior to getting an okay so that we can say, yes, it's ready to go?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, before I rent it, I'm going to have to, you know, put money into it, fix it up, and then I'll contact the office of Thompson or co-compliance and to let them know they can come back and check it to make sure everything is up to par with what the fire marshal requested.
Would you not have to put the same money into it if you were going to rent it out as commercial?
No, absolutely not. See, commercial, when you get a commercial tenant, you know, you might have to take down walls. And sometimes you may or may not be able to do that, right? Depends on the structure. So it varies so much when you get a commercial tenant. Is it going to be an accounting office? Is it going to be an insurance company? Or is it going to be somebody, you know, retail that's selling that needs open space? So it varies so much in commercial property. You know, that's why I said earlier, we're looking at two different animals there, commercial and residential.
Okay, so you're saying it would be to your advantage if you went in and invested the money, brought it up to code to rent it as residential, then bring it back to us for the variance?
Sure, absolutely, yes.
Well, Mayor, what I'd like to suggest...
Wait, I'm sorry, can you repeat what you just said?
Okay, what I said is we table this till he brings it up to standard for rental property. Has it inspected, and we approve that it's can be livable. However, you were saying people look immediate, okay?
But then that's when I was confused, because I believe you just said you didn't want to do that until you had.
No, he said for commercial property.
No, he just said he didn't want to rent out unless.
No,
he
no. No. I'm sorry. That wasn't understood properly. What I meant was, I needed to come here first and get the okay from everybody here that I can rent it as a residence. If I can, then I'll go ahead and do the work. But if you tell me no, then I'm not going to dump money into it and bring it up to par because you won't let me rent it as a residence.
Right. So what I said is do it first, bring it up to code, come back, ask for the approval.
Well, have you been advertising for commercial, you know, office type space?
Right. Right.
Because, you know, our economical development committee here in Kirby, we are pushing wholeheartedly trying to bring businesses into Kirby. And if we turn around, and because I'm on that committee, if we turn around and let you do it residential, that's just taking another commercial spot out of our inventory going residential.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have signs out there. I don't have any on the property there, but I do at my other properties on 78 by Gold's Gym. I have an LED sign there with my number leasing on the pylon sign and also towards where the shopping center is. So when people call, you know, I mean, I can feel them out if, you know, when they're looking for pricing or whatever, and, you know, if they're calling for a space there, if I don't have something there, I you know, in back of my mind, I see maybe what else I can, they might be interested in. But I did, in fact, the last tenant that I had that occupied the last space that I leased out is a State Farm agent. And he just wanted to be there. He didn't want to be in it, even though the rent is a lot higher there. I mean, you know, the rent would be a lot lower here at this particular property if he could work for that use. But, you know, he just wanted to be there. But where Gold's Gym is, there's a lot of traffic and such, you know. But, no, I'm open. Believe me, even though I have a mobile home and RV park, I mean, believe me, I'd rather have that commercial one day. You know, I mean, I don't really care for residential. I mean, I do have other residentials, commercial, but, you know, this is just temporarily until, you know, we can get it to commercial, you know, have a commercial tenant.
Entertain a motion. The motion would the motion that was being made or that we're voting on is to this property at 4810 would be to be used as residential, taking it out of our commercial zone.
That would only be for a 2-year period, right?
Right, that's what I was going to say. I just want to be clear that it would be a specific use permit not to exceed 2 years. However, council does have the option lessen that time frame if you choose. So just so you know, that's an option.
So everything around this is going to be commercial if we approve this residential?
Yes. Well, the house next door.
Another house that has a specific use permit is being used as residential right now.
It's the two white houses there.
I'm trying to
figure. Right here on Gibbs Sprawl. The two white ones, you know, where Sam lives.
Okay.
Next door is going towards 78 from Sam. One of them is already rented. We granted it every 2 years. This is the one that's been vacant for like 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, whatever it is. You know, it's a two-way street. But let me ask you this question. Obviously, it's more advantageous and money-wise for you to make this a commercial situation, okay? But again, if we granted you the 2-year, you're willing to put the money into it to make it residential for 2 years, knowing that.
Oh, absolutely.
But that we may, the next 2 years, we may not approve it.
I'm sorry, I said it again, the next 2 years.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is it's a 2-year situation, and you're willing to put the money into it, invest it for a 2-year situation, and that it may not get approved the next time around.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that, sure.
So we would have more residents come in at least and be donating to the community for 2 years. It's a hard choice, folks. I understand exactly what Councilman Lehman is saying, but also believe this being a businessman, he would much rather have this to be a commercial situation as opposed to a residential. And if we have a two-year limitation and we also have the ability to shorten that if needed, you knowing this are still willing to invest.
Sure.
Well, I make a motion, we approve it then.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Wilson.
Question yet.
Okay. To allow this property at 4810 Gibbs Sprawl be zoned from commercial to, sorry, a specific use from commercial to retail, excuse me, to residential.
You were all put in a store, I can tell.
No, I'm reading it. From residential for a two-year, not to exceed a two-year period. Is there further discussion?
Yes. Mayor, I'd like to bring something out, and I don't know if you know about it or not. You know that corner over there on 78 is going to explode next year.
Right.
So, you know, you're spending this money and all of a sudden you're going to get all kind of small businesses looking for spots to move into. That's just a thought that I wanted to throw out for everybody to think about too.
And I just like, and what I reiterated before, you know, the Economic Development Committee is struggling and, you know, working really hard to try to maintain the commercial properties to get people to come in. And every time we do a specific variance to make something go into back to residential, even if it's for a short period of time, where, you know, contractually for 2 years, if the way that the motion goes, if it passes, it's for 2 years. And at that point, you know, if something does happen, we've made it that way, so it's going to have to come back in order from residential back to commercial. So, like I said,
we have the option to cut it short. It won't be for 2 years. Is that correct?
You just said that your motion was for 2 years.
No, I said he understands it also could be cut short. Okay, then I'll redo my motion. I'm so sorry, we take it back, start again. I make a motion we accept this with the caveat that if need be, we can shorten the period from 2 years.
We have to do a time frame. Yes.
Oh, establish a time frame.
Because if it passes and somebody's in there 30 days.
Turn this back into fit place for somebody to live. If you look at the fire marshal's report and our ordinance report. So you stated earlier that if he was willing to do that, then he could come back and we would give him the variance on it. But now we're going to give him the variance before he's done anything.
But you also don't know what the vote's going to be. So even if he does that, nobody knows what this vote's going to be.
So now you got to give a specific timeline. From when to when?
And I think that would be too much restriction on him. Then I withdraw my motion entirely.
Okay, you withdraw completely. All right, so right now we have no action on this item. Is there anybody who wishes? Sorry.
Withdraw.
All right, so the motion and the second is withdrawn. And so this item, 7A, is back on. Is there anybody who wishes to act on this item?
Dies.
Anyone? All right, so item 7A will die for a lack of motion. All right, item 7B, on a request to have the property located at CB 5865 block lot E, 180 feet of south, 60 feet of north, 90 feet of 12, otherwise known as 4814 Gibbs Sprawl Road, Kirby, Texas 78219, which is zoned commercial, office and retail C1, to continue to be used as a residential R1 property.
Excuse me, Mayor, we're actually on agenda item.
Sorry, you're right. Let me say that again.
Well, this is currently rented, correct, with tenants?
I'm sorry?
This is currently rented with tenants. That's the one that's rented. Now 418. 18 is currently rented.
48, 14. Yes, sir.
It's rented now?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to put anybody out of their house.
Sorry. Okay, so this one, sorry, 8B, discussion and possible action on a request to have the property located at CB 5865 block lot E, 180 feet of south, 60 feet of north, 90 feet of 12, otherwise known as 4814 Gibbs Brawl Road, Kirby, Texas, 78219, which is zoned commercial office and retail C1, to continue to be used as a residential R1 property, including consideration of ordinance number O-2018-837, amending the zoning ordinance of the city of Kirby, Texas, to grant specific use permit 2018-008 for use of the property at 4814 Gibbs Brawl Road, Kirby, Texas, for a single family residence. This is the first reading.
This is again with a 2 year option on it?
Yes.
He's got somebody in there now, you know, why change it?
Yeah, I make a motion we accept this one. I wouldn't want to put anybody out of their house.
Right, we have a motion by council.
Okay. I make a motion that we continue the exception on 4814 Gibbs Brawl Road for another 2 years.
All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Grant. Seconded by Councilmember Wilson to allow the property at 4814 Gibbs Brawl remain with a specific use of residential for a 2 year period. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8C, discussion and possible action to review ordinance number O-2014-748, regulating signs in the city of Kirby, Texas, and superseding all previous ordinances pertaining to signs and providing penalties for violation thereof. We'll turn this over to our city manager.
So, Mayor and Council, we put in the packet a copy of our current sign ordinance, and the reason we put this on the agenda for review is it hasn't been reviewed since 2014, and Mr. Garcia, in you approved him putting up a sign on his property, and he had communications with TxDOT and was initially notified by TxDOT that he could not put up the sign because our sign ordinance did not address digital signs. Mm-hmm. But I believe you have some new information you want to share tonight.
Okay. Yes, good evening, Mayor, Council. As we move forward with our project of the sign on 78, the TxDOT informed me that the city of Kirby didn't specify that the digital sign language was included in the ordinance. There were some language that kind of talks about lighting. So I believe since this is the new era of digital signs and things are coming up, TxDOT went through with approving the inspection. We're going to have TxDOT coming in tomorrow before lunch to check the site where the sign is proposed. But I think it will be in the best interest of the city to update the ordinance to include the language of digital signs. And that's the information that I got for you all tonight.
So let me ask this. So the inspection tomorrow, does that mean they're allowing you to move forward? They're giving you approval to move forward?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, because there's some language in the ordinance, but they understand that everybody's updated.
Okay. All right. So it's not going to hold up your project, is what I wanted.
That's correct, ma'am. Yes. Not that we know. Not that I know. So far, we're moving forward with TxDOT tomorrow.
Do we have that language ready to go?
We do not. We found some in other cities that we could most likely take and add to this. Ours just talks about illuminating signs. It doesn't specifically say digital signs.
Right.
We can get that updated.
And the height also.
Okay.
Being signs, also the sign surface area limits and the setback from the right of way.
And one other thing, and I can't think of the proper word at the moment, it escapes me, but the amount of light, the brilliance that the sign puts out,
illumination.
The illumination.
Lumens.
Thank you. I don't know where it came from. Yeah, Ray, thanks. I couldn't think of the word. I knew it was there somewhere. Yeah, lumens, because on some other cities they've had problems with, they put these up and they blind drivers, and this is going to be right on the right of way. So please address that. Other than that, I'm good to go.
So on this item, we would just need to ask for for staff to put that wording in there, or to look into that wording and then bring it back.
Right.
So
what we can do is just look at the entire ordinance and make any other suggested updates.
And what time frame do you think that would be?
That work.
All right, so
we need a table or production?
You don't have to take any action, we can just bring that back.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia.
This next speaker needs to be charged by the minute.
Item 8D, discussion and possible action on park rental fee waiver request from Kirby Baptist Church. Mr. Martin, would you like to come up and speak now?
Yes, ma'am. Mayor, council members, I'd just like to come, first of all, and say Kirby Baptist Church is reaching a milestone this year. It's our 50th anniversary. As a lot of churches out in this area, we're a poor, struggling church. We're trying to put as nice an event together as we can with the limited budget we have. We are... I see it's on here to possibly waive the rental fees for the pavilion on a Saturday afternoon. The other thing we would like to ask for is, yes, we could possibly have up to 150 people there. It's going to be a come-and-go event. We don't expect to have 150 people at one time, but I cannot absolutely tell you they will not be there. But we would like to have a waiver on hiring two police officers. There'll be no alcohol served there. It's a Baptist church. It's going to be an older, settled-down crowd. As I was having a discussion with a gentleman here earlier, it's not like a bunch of bikers that are coming in that are going to wreak havoc in the park. But we would be greatly appreciative. It'll bring a lot of old-time Kirby people back in for this event, ex-pastors, ex-church members that have moved away and so forth. Yes, I don't live here anymore, but I still come back here and go to church. I was kind of voted as a spokesman in the crowd to come approach the council with this. So we would appreciate any consideration, any help y'all can give us there. Thank you very much.
Mayor, I make a motion that we waive any and all fees, police officer and the park.
Okay, so we have a motion by Councilmember Grant.
Seconded.
Seconded by Councilmember Aldridge waive the fees.
And the police officers. And the police officers. Yeah. Since there's no alcohol, I mean, I can't.
Okay, so we have...
What? The cost is $105, okay. And the cost of two security officers is $240.
Right.
And at this point, the church has actually already paid the rental fee and the deposit, the $150 deposit is refundable for the event if no damages. If we waive it tonight, then we would be refunding the $105. And then if you waive the security costs for two officers, means the city would be providing the two officers and we'd be paying them. I did speak with Chief Boyce about this, and he would be comfortable with one officer at the VA.
Is that $240 total for the officers? I will donate $240 to Kirby Baptist Church out of my own pocket for them. Just so we stay compliant. And that would be my honor and my pleasure to donate that money.
Tell you what, I'll match half. I'll go halves with you.
I'm not sure how to handle this motion now.
Okay, what I think we should do, I think we should deny the motion, and Councilmember Grant and I settle this after the meeting with Kirby Baptist Church.
There you go.
But that's only going to take care of the security.
Yes.
Okay.
The motion on the table right now
is to waive the fees.
So if he wants them to draw that motion,
yes, ma'am.
Amend your motion, Mike.
We'll go this again. Well, I tell you what, if I keep backing up, I'm going to have to get a signal. Withdraw that motion and make a motion we waive the fee on the park.
Second. I withdraw my second, and I re-second the amended motion.
Okay. So a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Altridge. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, I have a question. If Chief is okay with just having one officer, they're going to split the cost of two officers, so that's all good then with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because Chief said he was comfortable with one officer, so that would kind of help. It was going to save.
Put it this way.
I'll make you a deal. We'll make the donation. You handle the officer. However they want to do it, one or two is fine.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll take care of that on the side.
Okay. Councilmember Grant's motion. Councilmember Aldridge second. Any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right. Item 8E, discussion and possible action on Kirby Senior Center fundraiser. Ms. Eklund, is this the one you want to speak with?
Audrey Eklund, and I'm on the board of directors at Kirby Senior Center, and I'm their fundraising chairman. What we're looking to do is to have a fundraiser on June 23rd. We're calling it Welcome Back Summer Festival, and what we're asking is that we are allowed, or that we could use just the surrounding area of Sterling Park, the area that's just around the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to make it a family affair. We're looking to have the senior center reconnect or connect with the city and the families of the city. We're looking to have some games. We're looking to have a bouncy castle, and that's pretty much all the area that we need. And we just like permission to use a part of Sterling Park, John Sterling Park.
Okay. Are there any fees in question that need to be waived?
As long as they're not asking for any staff support, they have their own electricity, so no.
Yeah.
Just use the dirt.
That's exactly what we want to use. And, of course, we want to invite y'all. Unfortunately, everybody here is going to be a senior center member someday, or possible senior center member someday. And what we'd like to do is we'd like to make it a strong and viable part of the community, whether you're senior yet or not. And we're looking to grow it, and we're looking to better it, and we're looking to strengthen it. And so we're trying to get these festival-type things to include all members of Kirby. And that's, well, we don't want the whole section. We're old people. We can't be running down to Ben Zingelman. But we would like that area right around. And if you have
Mayor,
any
I'd like to make a motion to accept for the Kirby Senior Center to utilize the extra space in Sterling Park for their fundraising activity.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to allow the Kirby Senior Center to use the park where necessary for their Welcome Back Summer Festival. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
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 Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
That will be June 23rd. That is a Saturday, so everybody mark your calendars. Item 8F, discussion and possible action on Kirby Senior Center Articles of Incorporation. Norma, or you or your board, anybody want to... That's fine. If you want to come up here, you want to come up?
What?
It says Norma. That's why I was confused which one. He's the new Norma.
My name's Roger. I'm also on the board of directors at the Kirby Senior Center. What questions do y'all have? Currently, the board is, we got a new board that's been working since January. We're looking at all aspects of the Senior Center. One of the things is the Articles of Incorporation. This was put on the agenda by the city and council, so you know we're going to work on them, look at it, and if the board makes a recommendation for any changes, it comes up to y'all to vote on as per the current articles of corporation. You know, so if you know what your questions are,
I think we were just wondering how you're proceeding on it, because it's been a year in September when they were discussing that they were working on it. In September, it'll be a year. And so we were wondering how you're proceeding on it.
We've had a number of new members since January.
That's exactly what I was going to bring up.
And one of the things that was being worked on was the bylaws. But the bylaws cannot in any way contradict Articles of Incorporation. So we're going back to square one to look at Articles of Incorporation to ensure that we're in proper compliance. And if there's any amendments that recommendations, we will present them to the city manager to place on council agenda for y'all's approval or denial. I mean, that's...
And I personally want to assure the city council and the mayor that this is not an inactive item on our agenda. We are discussing this usually daily, and it is a proposal at least for the bylaws has been put out to our board, and we are working on the articles.
The Articles of Incorporation is equivalent to the city charter. The Articles of Incorporation for that organization. So making any amendment, we got to dot our I's and cross our T's, make sure things are correct, so that proper processes and procedures are done. With a lot of new people on the board, we want to make sure things are done right. And when we have a product that we feel comfortable turning over to council, that's when it would come up to council. But until that time, you know, it's...
Roger, I'd like to ask a question or make a comment. I know way back there we have talked before about the senior center changing their bylaws and stuff to make y'all complete
standalone entity.
Well, and in order to do that, we cannot change the bylaws, because the Articles of Incorporation state that if the bylaws are in variance to the Articles of Incorporation, the Article of Incorporation supersedes it. So we cannot just change the bylaws one way or the other. We have to do a step-by-step proper procedure, and that's what we're doing, so that we make things work proper.
You know, all we were trying to do is to let y'all stand on your own 2 feet. Every little thing that y'all wanted to do, y'all always had to come up here. We didn't know what was going on anyway. We'd sit here and say, yeah, go ahead.
Definitely welcome anyone on council, city staff, to come down. We have regular meetings. If there's interest and concern.
That's what Debbie was asking about. Where are you at in your articles of incorporation?
And as I'm saying, I invite you to come down, because when we're working on them, but to just put it on here and say, oh, come up without addressing us, it's like, wow, okay. You know, I don't know how that has to do with city business. You know, if there's a change to be made, by all means, we want to do it proper, give it to the city manager, and take the proper steps. You know, so it's, but, you know, like I said, we got a lot of new board members since January, and we don't want to put something out and then down the road, you know, it's, I want to see a product 10, 15 years from now that stands up.
Yeah.
Not something that's questioned, well, this isn't right, this isn't right.
I think that when we had that, I don't know if you want that committee or the review, whatever it was with that, I think one of the questions was because we all felt that it was really not beneficial to the senior center that we actually had to approve the members of that. So I think there was talk then, you know, about y'all being able to move towards the fact that we didn't have to approve, or we didn't have the authority to remove, you know, those kinds of things. So I think, I don't know if that's what y'all are going, is that what y'all are talking about?
A lot of it has to do with what the articles of incorporation are, what the intent was at its original inception. Back when it first started, there was a lot of city involvement in it. And you know, there's not as much, and I'd more than welcome anyone to come on down, because if the city has an intent or a direction to share, the board needs to know what that is. I mean, because for us to do a change, if it doesn't comply with what y'all's intent is, then it's all for naught.
And I think that that's where it is. If we can do something that at least gives the ball back into their court so that they actually have room to move about, I mean, whatever we can do as far as that's concerned, so that they can actually take hold of their entity and their organization, I think it will, you know, to remove some of the stipulations, because I don't think anybody up here feels any different. I don't want to speak for everybody, but
no, you're doing
I really
good.
Believe that they should be able to, you know, remove and put people on their board that they see fit, because when people come up here, we don't know, you know, the involvement, and I do know that we've place people on the boards, you know, in previous years who really didn't help them at all, but it was a name on paper and it came to us, so we didn't know one way or the other. So if there's something legally that the city can do as well to help them with their incorporate, you know, the articles in order to give them, you know, more leeway to do that, I think we need to move in that direction.
Mayor, let me ask you a quick question.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead, Roger.
Well, as we're working on things, and I don't want a piecemeal, because the Articles of Incorporation amending has to go all the way up to Secretary of State up in Austin. So we're looking at not just one small item for immediate convenience. We're looking at the big picture, changing things. So it may be a period of time. If, you know, now we have a larger board, hopefully supporting Norm a little bit better. If a recommendation is coming up through Norm, it's because that's someone she wants on the board. And yeah, we're looking basically for rubber stamps at that point for, you know, if y'all think that's what's best, we'll, you know, and that's why I invite for some of y'all to come down, because then you actually know what's going on down there.
Well, unfortunately, as you know, many of us can't, and I, you know, a lot of us try as much as we can when we can, but I think that that's why it was brought up, though, because there was many seniors that were on, you know, in the organization that were also wanting to be able to make their own decisions, you know, with those pieces of being put in and to kind of allow the senior board to operate itself, basically, without intervention from the council. I know Sid and I have talked about that before, you know, so that, because clearly you are the ones who know who's doing what and where, and sometimes it's a matter of this is the only name we have, you know, kind of thing, so.
I would like to think that.
Mayor, if I may, I think the thing to do is there's no attorneys sitting here. I know bylaws are how you run your senior center. So really that's not a conflict. What I would like to suggest, if we would take our city attorney, look at their the whole situation, because I think the easiest way to do this, that you can go on with your bylaws and that's your internal business. That's your internal affairs, okay? Let's see if our attorney can find the quickest way to disassociate the city's involvement in their charter. I know there's got to be something in there that we can, because basically we've backed out of everything anyway, financially and so forth. So now it's just a matter of words. And I got a feeling that you can come with an amendment of some type that would allow the city and the senior center to get a divorce.
City Hall.
That's one of the things we have to change.
So all the paperwork that we have should also be here on file here in the city. So all the legal documentations the city also has. That's what, you know, we're going to go through, and, you know, I don't know if when you get all done, go with the city attorney recommendations, but I don't want just that one small part.
It has to be done as a whole.
Yes, and that's why it may take a little while, but
it's like having 10 people. You just don't send one off.
Yeah, it's at the top of my to-do list there at the center.
That's what we're asking. It's just have you guys. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make a difference because, like I said, we know you guys have been busy over there. This got brought up. It was put on the agenda. I know you guys have had some time to look at it. It's not like a surprise that happened today because it's got to be out in general public for at least 72 hours. But it's, again, we know you're busy. We just want to have you gotten at the very first stage?
Yeah, but we're
you're at the middle point, the end point to bring to the doctor. That's all we need.
Okay, because, you know, it's some of this has to be some working together, because I don't want to come up here later on and something being turned in and say, well, that's what we want.
As that whole, then the attorney will look at it. Then the recommendations will be made by the attorney on what needs to take place. Then I'm pretty sure it's going to go back to you guys to straighten everything back out and make sure that's correct. Then it comes back up here. City man, attorney, blah, blah, blah. And so at that final point, like Mike said, everything's done. We say yay, and you guys are yay. So that's about it.
That's why I'm inviting the participation so that we can get a finished product the first time through.
Well, then as the articles of incorporation were brought up, that would be something that you give to the city manager to pass on up here, and people who are able to make it during the day or the evening hours or whatnot, I'm sure that's going to be in their best interest too, to make it show up to help you guys out. I mean, that's all this is about too. Yes, we want you to stand alone, but we're here to help too, and we want you to stand alone. If you
all right, thank you very much.
Thanks, sir.
Item 8G, G, discussion and possible action on nonprofit grant application for the City of Kirby funding. Councilmember Wilson had requested this item a few months back, I believe. So there is, city staff prepared a draft and then closed requirements and application for nonprofit funding that would be considered by council in the city's annual budget.
I think it's pretty straightforward.
Pretty cut and dried.
Huh?
Pretty cut and dried.
Yeah, it's you know, this way we can open it up to yep. all the nonprofit organizations that the city has, and they can, you know, that they can fill out an application, and then we can come back and decide if we want to give all $20,000 to one group, or, you know,
divide
it up into the groups that need it, because.
I would, when you go through that situation, it's open to any and all, and I think it helps us in a way, because it diversifies who can do what. You know, so yeah. Just get the money.
So has everybody reviewed this?
Yes, ma'am.
The grant application?
I move that we move forward on the grant application and notify the nonprofit groups that we have in the City of Kirby and let them know that we're trying something new and seeing how it works.
Second.
Yep.
Have a motion by Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge, to accept this grant application for the City of Kirby funding. Would we need to put a time frame? Since it says May, I would assume that 2019 would be the earliest.
Is it a year?
Right. You would be opening this
this
May, or you'd prepare for the next fiscal year.
So that's what I'm saying. So
it opens now, but runs.
Apply now for potential funding for October 1.
All right.
Of this next fiscal year.
Right. So okay. So opening May 1 or closing May 1?
Opening May 1.
Okay. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's about 60 days, roughly. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So Councilmember Wilson, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor
Pierce. Yes. All right. Item 8H, discussion and possible action on the personnel policies manual revision. I will ask for a motion to table this item until May 10th.
Good idea. Second. Oh, make a motion. I'm sorry.
I will ask for one.
Yeah. I ask. Make a motion. We table this.
All right. Councilmember Grant has motioned. Mayor Pro Tem Layman has seconded to table the action on personnel policies manual revision until May 10th. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Layman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. All right, that will come back on May 10th. If we have those, would you please send them out ASAP so that we can look at them? Item 8J, no, item 8I, discussion and possible action on the annual Hobo Fest. You want to take it, or is Mike going to take it? It's got your name on it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I wasn't sure which one wanted it.
Well, I'll start it off, and then I'll turn it over to Mike. He's got any more to add to it or not. This year we can't do anything with the Hobo Fest. It's already signed, sealed, and almost delivered. But the only thing that really has changed is the fire department has taken the Hobo Fest name out of the celebration. That's about it. The Hobo Fest itself really had no committee or anything doing anything. So, you know, what was the big deal other than they just took the name Hobo Fest out of it? And I'll admit, I've talked to a lot of people and they've kind of gotten upset about it. I said, well, this year is done. We'll look at it for next year. And Mike has got any more to say on it, I don't know.
Well, the only thing I can say to you is, you know, the crux of it, the start of it, was just the fact of having a theme, an idea, something that you could hang your hat on. And had nothing derogatory to do with the fire department's picnic. Trying to not get too much laundry out here. The way that it was acquired by the fire department was not correct. This started out as a city function. And a former mayor and a other person with the fire department decided they'd just take it over. And the people that were putting all the sweat and the labor into it were just blown out the door. And got hurt feelings. So it carried on with the fire department. And, you know, just like Jerry said, I'm looking at the poster, and the only difference is the fact that the Hobo Fest is not on there. Now, I was told that the senior center was having trouble coming up with a king and queen. Well, you know, the king and queen doesn't necessarily have to come out of the out of the senior center. It can come out of the junior high. It could come out of many different organizations and places. You don't have to be 90 to be the king or the queen. I mean, if you look at the Poteet Strawberry Fest, they're kids. This year I think they're both seniors in high school that were the king and queen of the Strawberry Fest in Poteet. So my point being is, if it was a name, I mean, if some people have that much trouble with a name, then, you know, I don't understand it. A hobo, I looked it up in, dadgummit, I forgot the state. There is a national convention. A hobo is a person, mainly male, that decides he wants to be off the grid. He doesn't want to answer to anybody. He still pays his taxes. You're going to find a lot of them are Vietnam vets right now. And they just choose to live out there. They have money. They have bank accounts. They have everything. They just choose to be there. And they enjoy riding the trains. They've made it a little harder now. They don't leave the boxcar doors open that much. But my point to you is it was just a name. It's not derogatory to this city. It's not meant to be derogatory. It's meant to be just a tongue-in-cheek quote. I don't understand as far as the managing of the situation. Same checks got to be written. Checks got to be written to the city. Checks got to be written to the police department. So it really, that didn't change either. So I'm kind of puzzled as to why it was such a big deal just to drop the name. But those in charge, and that not be me, decided to, and that's the way it is. Would I like to see it continue? Sure. Galveston hasn't dropped a mosquito fest. If anything's worse in the world than a hobo, it'd be a mosquito, I think. But that's just a personal thing. I happen to know there's a red ant fest down in Mercedes, Texas. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, you see, everybody, it did bring a little bit of a chuckle. That was the point. Matter of fact, for whatever it's worth, and I think I've expounded on this before, what happened was the current mayor at that time and I were discussing. We used to have great chili cook-offs. This man knows right here. And the Lions Club, we used to put them on, and I mean, we had a good time. We had a little old lady that used to sit out there in a bathtub every year and hardly get out of that bathtub for the whole thing. It was just tongue-in-cheek again. So what I'm saying to you is, all I want is this city to have something that draws people into our little city to take a look at it. And it's not that the Fireman's Picnic doesn't do it. It just was another added feature to it. just like you put air conditioning in a car if you don't have it. I can tell you one guy who loved it, that little service station right there at Ben Zingelman and Ackerman Road. I talked to him. He said, I have never sold more beer and gasoline in my life except for those 4 days. He said, I look forward to it. So, you know, some things are good and some things are bad. And there's nothing in this world that doesn't have a good side and a bad side. It just depends on how much is good as opposed to how much is bad. And if we're offended by the Hobo Fest, then, well, I guess we've lost our sense of humor. But I'd like to see it come back. And if the fire department chooses not to do it, I would like to leave it open to maybe one of the other groups, Little League, or maybe one of the churches would like to pick it up. But I'd be glad to work with them if that happens. Thank you.
Well, the thing of it is, Mike, what statement that you just made, there's what did the people from supposedly the Hobo Fest, what did they do? There was no organization. The whole thing was all hinged around the fire department. They did everything that they always do every year. The only thing that I might throw in there is we added more food booths and some arts and crafts booths the last years that we've had the Hobo Fest that the fire department never had before. I don't know what's going to take place this year. Hopefully we'll come up with enough food booths. I told Charlie the other day, I said, you know, Charlie, if you need any help to try to lay out the food booth situation, give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to come down there and help you lay it out. But what I'm getting at is trying to ask another organization to come in and pick up the Hobo Fest part of it, what are they going to do? I mean, you know, they can have a booth there just like anybody else can have a booth there. So it just all really hinged. They just dropped the name of Hobo Fest, and everybody thought it was kind of a funny, unique thing. And I did the same thing. I got online and found out that they have a organization up north that is strictly run by a hobo group of people. And they sent me some information years ago of what these people actually do. They travel all over the United States. They get off the trains. They go to this town, they work for a little while, get some money, they go to the Army Navy stores and they buy clothes and boots and whatever. With the money that they got, they get back on the train and they travel some more. I mean, that's just the way that the people wanted to live. Kirby was actually known as a hobo capital of Texas. Where did all this come from? But the guy with the Hobo Association, he's the one that gave me that information. So it's just a name, and I hope we can bring it back. It's not that one committee or one organization here in town needs to step forward and say, you know, we want to do this. Step forward and let the chairman of the hobo or the fire department or what we want to call it, just let them know that you want to have this booth or you want to see about doing this to help raise money in the long run. That's what it all boils down to. So I hope we can all get together to get this thing going next year and get it back on track.
Well, I think that Hobo Fest Hobo Fest was a festival on its own, and then we had the Fireman's Picnic on its own. And the two got together because they didn't figure out that Kirby could people would come and put auctioneer things for the Hobo Fest that was going to the Parks and Recreation, and the firemen's wanting stuff at the same time, and so they combined to work together, and then the fire department was going to give the Hobo Fest Parks and Rec people a percentage amount of money for the park.
Right.
And so you had the two entities working together to do it. And that's how you got the Hobo Fest and the Fireman's Picnic together, is because they had came together and said, hey, we just, you know, you're taking auction items from us, and you're taking auction items from us. Let's put everything together, and my group will help your group.
Yeah.
And...
well, my feeling on it, I mean, we, as individuals, we have different feelings on this. I have nothing against the word hobo. I do think it is comical. But, you know, as far as, you know, I've lived in this city my whole entire life, and I've always known it as either Kirby Derby Days or the Kirby Volunteer Fireman's Picnic. I'm... but no, I'm very proud that to hear it go back to the Kirby Volunteer Fire Department picnic, and I think that's honoring our fire department. As far as a city organization coming up and saying, "Hey, we want to take over a Hobo Fest festivities or a festival." Maybe Parks and Rec would like to take that on and change the 4th of July festivities into a Hobo Fest. I mean, that would be an idea. I mean, we have a huge crowd come out for our 4th of July fireworks and our festival. I mean, that could be our Hobo Fest. And let our fire department have their picnic and have our city honor our volunteer fire department and our fire department all on a separate note. And let them have their honor. That's just my opinion.
Well, I would only say this, that really truly, as far as this is a semantic of words, and it really is, we don't really have volunteers per se anymore.
We have two.
I mean, exactly two. That was my whole point.
It's still an organization.
Well, yes and no, but I mean, that's really split the hair pretty close right there. And the point of it is, they could still keep, just like they did the last three or four posters, Kirby Volunteer Fire Department sponsors Hobo Fest. And what I'm saying is that, you know, either way, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, if they would look at the for the 4th of July, you know, except for this year, I think the 4th is on a Tuesday. That makes the trouble thing. So you
either hold it the weekend before or the weekend after the 4th.
Well, it'd be kind of hard to call it. They're not going to. In other words, HEB is probably not going to want to. You're going to have to get with HEB because they're the people that write the check for the fireworks. And it'd be kind of hard to hold a fest Monday, Tuesday. You're going to have to go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just like it does. Again, it's just a thing of semantics. And like Jerry said, the only difference between this poster and last year's poster is the car show's gone. I don't know if they're going to do the parade. I've heard 1,000 different things.
We will be having a parade.
Okay. So that's a good thing. So the car show was dropped and the name was dropped. So two things out of the entire program, just two things were dropped. And again, I don't have any problem with watching the head banner being Kirby Fire Department Volunteer Picnic sponsors the Hobo Fest or something of that nature, just like it did before. See, that's the thing. What gets me is all we've done is just drop that off. And we've just taken two people who get to dress up like hobos, come up here and light candles like we did, and that's it. There's no difference. Everything's still the same. Exactly. So it's just adding a little bit of comedy to what we're doing already.
Why can't we do that on the 4th?
Because you can't do it on a Tuesday, dear. You won't get vendors. You're not going to get a carnival. You're not going to get people on a Monday, Tuesday. It's just not going to happen.
It's on a Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. Well, either way.
Either,
It ain't Monday, Tuesday. Well, I missed by one day. But my point is, you're not going to get vendors and people that are going to come out in the middle of the week to set up rides and all that stuff.
If I can make a suggestion that we bring this item up for actual a workshop discussion.
Yeah, I think you're right.
In September.
Yeah.
That's after this event. That's after July 4th. And then it's something that we can specifically talk about because
that'll work.
I mean, I grew up here too, and you know, festivals were always a fun thing. It was just something that you went and did. It wasn't something where everybody was worrying about getting an auction item for this and getting an auction item for that. It was just a bunch of people getting together, snow cones, whatever it was, chili cook-offs. That was, I mean, I remember those. So I think, you know, it was part of being in a small town and that hometown feel. So maybe if we could just bring it back in September.
I think you're a good idea.
And that's the only thing that will be on. So a workshop just to talk about that. So everybody has time to, you know, think about what did, what is, what could be, who wants to. Because, again, with any festival, and I also believe that that was another reason that it was joined together, is because the lack of volunteers, you have the same people doing the same thing, volunteering to do the same thing. The senior center has the same, you know, any organization.
You mean just like Little League?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Any organization has the same problem. There's not enough volunteers to go around. So when you have this event and this event, it's always the same people and you're pulling from the same. So maybe if we can have something in September and just have only discussion, and I want it to be not anything else together so that we don't have to feel rushed, and it's something that everybody can come to the table already, have their thoughts out, so it's not something that we're...
Good idea.
We're just...
Good idea, Mayor.
That's a good idea.
And I think we need to invite all the recs and the fire department.
Okay, so, you know, that way we can also invite all of the different organizations, Herman Sons, 4-H, whoever.
Sure.
VFW. You know, all those groups.
That'll work.
Okay. All right.
Do we need to take action or just let it go? Okay.
Anybody have any questions on that? All right. So we will move to 8J, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2018-832, amending ordinance number O-2016-783 of the Code of Ordinances to set times for putting out and retrieving refuse containers for residential solid waste collection and to specify the location of placement of refuse and recyclable containers. This is the second reading. If you recall, we passed this for the first reading on April 12, 2018, because the times previously were erroneously omitted.
Yes.
So with this, that would require that residents would not be able to put out the containers any earlier than 8 p.m. on the day before collection, and they had to be picked up by 10 p.m. on the day of collection.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept ordinance 02018-832, amending ordinance number 02016-783.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge, to accept ordinance number O-2018-832, amending ordinance number O-2016-783 of the Code of Ordinances, setting times for putting out and retrieving refuse containers. Is there any further discussion?
No.
Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Yes. Right. That is passed for the second reading.
Yes, I can't put my trash
item 8K, out. Discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2018-833, repealing ordinance number 91474 and adopting ordinance number O-2018-833 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Kirby, which prohibits scavenging within the corporate limits and providing for a penalty. This is the first reading. Chief, would you like to speak on this, or? I don't see Officer Thompson. I wasn't sure if she. Okay.
Unless you guys have any questions, there hasn't been any changes since the last time we talked. It's just a corrected deficiency that was neglected from a previous.
Same thing.
Issuing the ordinance.
So basically what this is doing is people can't go into the trash cans and literally go in and start picking up the recyclables or, you know, opening containers, going door to door. I actually think there was somebody doing that earlier.
Also, then this address that you can't leave stuff out there to be picked up either, correct? Like a TV or things like that?
Correct.
It covers all of that.
But it also addresses, like on the days when we do spring cleanup or bulk item pickups,
yes.
We do have a problem with outside people from outside the community coming in and looking for stuff to take to salvage yards and sell. It just allows us to handle those issues.
Okay,
where are we at here?
All right, so I will entertain a motion for this ordinance.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the ordinance number 2018-833, repealing ordinance number 91-474 and adopting ordinance number 2018-833 of the Code of Ordinance for the City of Kirby, sorry, which prohibits scavenging within corporate limits and providing for a penalty.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Aldridge, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to accept ordinance number 0-2018-833, repealing ordinance number 91-474. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Yes. Ordinance number 0-2018-833 passes for the first reading. Item 8L, discussion and possible action on ordinance number 0-2018-834, repealing and replacing ordinance number 2001-572 and adopting a new administrative fee schedule for the police department services. This is the first reading. We all received the proposed new ordinances. This is also from our last meeting. We had asked the city staff just to put this in written form based on the chief's recommendations. Chief, is there any different that you need to add on this one?
No, ma'am. Nothing new to add. It's, again, just to bring us in line with what the Attorney General's office recommends.
Mayor, I make a motion we accept ordinance number 2018-834, repealing and replacing ordinance number 2001-572.
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Wilson, to accept ordinance number 0-2018-834, repealing and replacing ordinance number 0-2001-572. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Councilmember Aldridge?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Ordinance number 0-2018-834 passes for the first reading. 8M, discussion and possible action on ordinance number 0-2018-835, repealing and replacing Chapter 74 of the Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 74, authorizing police officers to impound a motor vehicle found to be in violation of certain city ordinances or state laws to establish the City of Kirby impound lot, to establish storage fees, to provide for the imposition of fees, and providing for severability and an effective date. This is the first reading. Do you have anything to add with this one?
No, ma'am. Nothing has changed since the last time we discussed it. Again, this is just to freshen up our ordinance and bring us in line with requirements set forth under Texas Department licensing and regulations.
So what changed from our old ordinance that's being added into this ordinance?
Primarily, they made a requirement that we have to allow for credit card and debit card receipts. And then the minor changes that were made with the new towing contract, just to make sure that we keep up with everything that has changed. That's all.
I will entertain entertain a motion.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to accept the possible action on ordinance number O-2018-835, repealing and replacing Chapter 74 of the Code of Ordinance and adopting a new Chapter 74 authorizing police officers to impound a motor vehicle found to be in violation of certain city ordinances or state laws, to establish the City of Kirby impound lot, to establish storage fees, to provide the imposition of fees, and providing for severity an effective date.
We have a motion by Councilmember Audrey, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Lehman, to accept ordinance number O-2018-835, repealing and replacing Chapter 74 of the Code of Ordinances. Is there any further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Audrey?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Mayor Pierce?
Yes. Item 8N, discussion and possible action on ordinance number O-2013-731. An ordinance repealing existing Chapter 91 of the Code of Ordinances and adopting a new Chapter 91 entitled Animals, to set out provisions as to animals, including an animal shelter and animal control officers' licensing, animal bites and animal care, spaying and neutering, rabies control, adoption of animals, fees, enforcement, and related matters, and setting a fine not to exceed the amount set out in Section 10.99 of the Code of Ordinances for each violation. The staff is just asking for recommendations, and they would bring back proposed ordinance back to council. There's a lot of material in here.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't think that we could make an effective recommendation to staff for this, but if anybody I have several suggestions, because there's a lot of things in here that I don't agree with. There's several things in here that I don't agree with. But if y'all have recommendations, I mean, I do have several, but.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a suggestion motion that we table this and have a business meeting, a workshop meeting, that we can sit down and go over this. There's things that you found, like you said, man, that's a lot of reading and understanding of what's going on. So that'd be my recommendation.
Go for that.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman motioned, Councilmember Grant seconded, to have this ordinance be in a workshop form. Are there other ordinances that we can add to this, like have an ordinance workshop? It seems like there's a bunch of ordinances that come on here, and then we only have a certain amount of time to review them, and it's a lot of reading. I mean, we had an ordinance committee that I was a part of before council, and we kind of got away with that because we were proposing stuff to council and it was never coming to council. So they stopped, but I would think that this is exactly why the former mayor actually instituted that, because it saves a lot of the time here, mm-hmm. because then that group was going through picking pieces of it, talking to the individual department heads that have the information. So I don't know if that's something that
I agree with you. Well, we still have that committee, do we not?
We do. It's just it was on stone. It doesn't, it's not meeting.
Old?
There's actually two people. It is Elisa Major and Stephanie Faulkner. And we actually stopped that meeting. They had asked not to have that meeting. So all right. So we're gonna
send it to them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have a motion to bring this back for a workshop.
Yeah, I second.
Okay, so we'll vote on that one.
All right,
is there a further discussion? Will our City Secretary please call roll?
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman?
Yes.
Councilmember Pierce?
Yes.
Councilmember Grant?
Yes.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Pierce.
Yes. Right, and I will have a conversation with the ordinance committee members and get with Patty to see about when it's regular or when is a good time for them. Item 8O, discussion and possible action on Gibbs Brawl road repairs. We have been asked to table this item because the representative from Quick Trip could not be here at this meeting, so I will ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion to table.
Second.
We have a motion by Councilmember Grant, seconded by Councilmember Aldridge to table this item for May 10th. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. We'll come back then. Is there any further discussion? Will our city secretary please call roll?
Councilmember Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
Councilmember Wilson?
Yes.
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 Yes. Item 9A, request by mayor and council members for items to be placed on future city council agendas and announcements on city events, community interests. Councilmember Wilson.
I don't have anything at this time.
We are getting ready for our volunteer firemen's picnic. We will be having a parade the morning of the 5th. I am currently seeking individuals and organizations that would like to participate in that parade. If there's any organization that I haven't thought of that would like to be in the parade, please contact me and I will give you the proper information. So what?
Who's going to be the grandmaster of the parade?
Our grandmaster of our parade is Sheriff Javier Salazar. It starts at 11. It starts at 11. Due to the street closures with Via, we had to move it to 11 p.m.
Okay. 11 a.m.
Yes,
p.m.?
Thank you.
It's going to be a night parade? Flash lights and all, huh?
A flambeau, hello.
She wanted something different.
Did we miss one about the Curry Drive?
Wouldn't that be fun?
It's on the next agenda?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
Mayor Pro Tem Lehman.
Thank everybody for coming in tonight. Hope to see you at the next meeting. Thank you.
Both Councilman Lehman and myself sat in on the, I guess you would say, trial by judge for the gentleman here on Gibbs Sprawl. And I see nothing happening. And it's just to go through the whole thing, understand the judge found that he needed to take it down completely. And the gentleman has done nothing, and I would like to have that on the next meeting to see where we stand with that gentleman.
Okay.
Would the chief know anything about why nothing's been done?
We can't talk about it. Okay, so that on our next agenda?
Please. And I want to thank every one of you all for coming out, and if I sounded like an obnoxious jerk, I apologize. Thank you.
Councilmember Pierce?
Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight.
There is on Sunday, April 29th, the St. Joan of Arc Church is having their festival from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. They will have live music, food, beer, raffle, bingo, family fun. They will have the live bands. There's three live bands. So that's at the St. Joan of Arc Catholic Church on Ackerman Road. So they've invited everyone to come out for that. I would like to thank everybody for being here. And on the ordinance review committee, I will reach out to them because I would like us to get back to that, because that's just when there's so many ordinances, it is a lot of reading. And when it comes out on Monday, then we have to read all of that. And some of us don't get home to see the email. So Republic, I know that they're most likely on our agenda for next week, but we have there's been a lot of issues with receptacles. The bins are being broken. So I'd like to bring that up to all that, since they're gonna be at that one possibly. So if we can, I don't know if it has to be two agenda items, but maybe they can be back to back and they can just keep standing at the podium, because I've had numerous complaints regarding that.
It's going to look like a war zone.
Yeah. I would like to thank everybody for coming out here tonight. The Senior Center, again, the celebration for their 25th anniversary was awesome, and I look forward to the summer event and getting back. I did run a reminder to everybody because it seems like there's every day there's somebody. I didn't know we had one, so I just wanted to remind everybody that we do have a hike and bike trail. There are more and more people using it and utilizing it and enjoying it and realizing how big the park actually is, because people tend to forget. So I wanted to make sure that everybody remembers that that's there. And the mosquito spraying will be happening. Is it still on, even though we had the rain?
Yes, it's still on. He's unable to go in the alleys and he won't go. But
right. So if they are not able to go down the alleys, they will go the front, or no? It just won't.
They go to the front, but they can't go in the back.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. But they'll go on the front, just not the alley part. Okay. So that will happen approximately starting at 10 p.m. to try to alleviate any residential activity as much as possible. People have asked about if you need to keep your animals and those kinds of things in. It's just my suggestion. I'm not of any authority on it, but if you have animals that run the fence line in the alleyways, I would suggest you bring them in just so it doesn't, so the chemical doesn't get on them, one, but so that it doesn't agitate your animal. With that, I will adjourn. Thank you.
Screaming kids. I'm hungry.
Savannah and Jen with the boys. Oh. They're spinning.